sanctuary suggests a place of refuge that's a kind of walled redoubt. That might be a limiting definition. As Sophie Hills reports today, it can also confer a protective surrounding of peace even out in the open. That's being demonstrated by faith leaders moved to lend an atmosphere of calm, of I am with you, to the charged environment outside court hearings where, controversially, enforcement activity by federal officials can erupt. They also show it in efforts to soothe congregants for whom simply gathering for Mass brings risk. Why do they exhibit such courage? In this atmosphere, just being a person of faith is a resistance, the Reverend Scott Santa Rosa, a San Diego priest, tells Sophie. I'm resisting the fear being put on me just by pursuing my faith. It's Saturday, August 30th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. You can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, here are today's Monitor stories. The tragic shooting of children at Annunciation Catholic School in Minnesota comes after the assassination of a state legislator earlier this summer. The incidents have revealed divides over how to reduce gun violence, as well as a universal desire to emerge from the turbulence stronger. Patrick Johnson reports from Minneapolis for the Monitor. Here's Sophie's report. The idea of sanctuary has long been embraced by communities of faith. Religious leaders and volunteers are finding new ways to apply the concept, including by being present with immigrants at courthouse hearings. Sophie Hills reports from San Diego for the Monitor. How far are human-like robots from primetime? The U.S. and China are racing to build robots capable of performing many daily tasks, but the complexity of home and business environments makes that challenging. And Scott Tyson reports from Wuxi, China, for the Monitor. America's Indian diaspora has never been larger or more dependent on mail from home, but the end of tax exemptions for small parcels entering the U.S. has post offices around the world suspending service. In Delhi, this has added to tariff confusion and left small businesses and families fretting. Contributor Akash Hassan reports from New Delhi for the Monitor. The number of Yiddish speakers has declined dramatically since World War II. An annual camp in New York State is part of the effort to preserve it, engaging people who've spoken it for years and a new generation that is just starting to learn. Contributor Catherine J. Prince reports from Hopewell Junction, New York, for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Have a peaceful weekend. We'll be back Tuesday after the Labor Day holiday in the United States. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.